Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This segment of the Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by me, Ted Bell, of Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills, California. We come out to California. Hey, let me tell you something. I'll get you a Ted. On me.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
So tell me more, Ted, about this situation, because I only saw a little bit of the interview you did on... Good Morning LA?
It was with Steve Edwards, yeah.
Okay.
Phil, it's what I've been in the restaurant business for a long time, and there are a lot of challenges. There's a lot of fires you put out, and perhaps the most well-known to patrons are the families of people who have children in the restaurant who might be a little rambunctious, and believe me, I understand. I've got a son of my own. And, kids in that setting will get restless, so you look for ways to keep the child amused, interested. You look for ways to keep the child calmed down enough so that it's a pleasant dining experience for that family as well as others at a restaurant.
But the legal action that I'm talking about, that's been brought against you by this one family, and it sounds a little serious, isn't it?
Well, it comes with the territory. Sometimes you've got a patron who is a little cantankerous. Maybe they didn't like the service. Maybe they were a little bit impatient. But I've got a good attorney who represents me in the business, and we just handle these things as they come along.
Can you give me some of the specifics? Because I only saw a little bit of the interview.
Well, Steve Edwards had me on, and we got into a few things. Basically, the story is this family came into the restaurant.
Now, this is the Brodingers?
I believe it's the Bollinger family.
Okay.
And they had they were in the main dining room, and they were there for dinner, and this would have been just before Christmas. And they had this little boy who was acting up a little bit, and kids will be loud. And he was at one point having a little bit of a temper tantrum. And
Can I ask you something, Ted? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Sure.
You didn't threaten the father, did you?
No, I didn't threaten the father at all, Phil. No, I did not.
I heard there was some... Well, go ahead.
All I did is I went over to their table and I asked him if there was any way he could calm his son down because I could tell it was unsettling some of the patrons near him.
All right, but it was reported that you sort of got insistent with him.
No, what I said was this. I need for you, sir, to handle this situation if you wouldn't mind, or I will have to come up with some remedy. Now, the father said to me, this Bollinger gentleman, he said, well, that would be a good idea. All right? So the man looked at me and said, that would be a good idea. So I felt we had an understanding because he sort of gave me this look, and I nodded.
All right.
So, and again, you improvise in our business. I went back into the lounge. I talked to Kathy, who was hostessing in the lounge that night, and I told her to give me a glass of Coca-Cola and ice and make it what we call a Ted Jr. We put a little bit of, a lot of restaurants will put a cherry syrup in it. And I said, pour in about an ounce of 151, and I took it to this gentleman. And I told him and the family, I said, this one's on the house for the young man. And
you put alcohol in the drink.
No, it was an ounce. I'll tell you this, it was just an ounce. It was enough, I can tell you, so that when you gave it to the child, it was going to shut him up, shut it up. So,
but that's serving alcohol because isn't that the crux of this family's complaint against the restaurant?
Well, look, anyone could sue anybody, Phil. Anybody.
But that's the crux of their complaint, that you gave alcohol to their son.
I said to the father, I'd like you to calm the son down or else I have to find a remedy because the patrons were very unsettled by this young boy. And the father said to me, that would be a good idea. And he gave me this look
Okay, so you gave alcohol to this kid. And
look, as I said to you, Phil, anybody can sue anybody. It's whether it holds up in court, and that is a negligible amount of alcohol, 1 ounce.
What's a standard pour, as they say in the business?
A standard, in my restaurant, it could go anywhere from an ounce and a half to 2 ounces. So this was a negligible amount of alcohol. You have to, and I had said to the gentleman, because this is at the foundation of why their suit is unfounded, I said to him, I'll need to remedy this situation. And he said, well, that would be a good idea, and our gazes sort of locked at that moment. So we were on the same page.
All right. Did this man say, give my son alcohol? Because giving alcohol to a child is an unusual remedy from a restaurant, isn't it?
Look, please understand, Phil. The man's wife is sitting right there. He's three. He's got three other kids at the table, all of whom were acting very proper. They were a very nice family. He had the look, though, on his face. And believe me when I tell you, I've seen this before. He had the look of a man who probably has to endure, a fair amount of continual input from his wife, if you understand what I'm saying. So the understanding was, I'll go back to the lounge. I'll get something for the kid who's misbehaving. Otherwise, I've got to ask these people to leave, and I don't want to do that because they had ordered quite a bit of from the menu. And I will give the wife this. I mean, she was, what's the word, we used to say put together. And I said as a joke to the gentleman, in fact, I leaned over. I said, your wife can't control the kids, but she sure knows which plastic surgeons to visit. And my compliments to you, sir. So I paid him a compliment. And he had a daughter that was, looked like she was coming of age.
All right, well, that's fine, but the family is suing because I gather on this much, that you gave their son an alcoholic beverage, a child an alcoholic beverage.
Well, but you need to understand something, Phil. When I say child, it wasn't a baby, okay?
All right, let me give the phone number here at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Giving out alcohol to calm down a kid is something you do?
I'm going to tell you this much. I improvised that night. Look, Phil, you need to understand this is a nuisance lawsuit, and I'll tell you why. Ordinarily, no, I would not do that. This was a 9-year-old boy, and he had been making noises, and he was saying things, and he was disturbing the people who were sitting near him. And so I came over, and I said, I don't know what your son's problem is. And the father said, well, my son has autism. And I said...
The child was autistic?
Well, he was blurting things out and saying a lot of things. Not saying things, but just blurting things. And I don't know if you've ever seen it before. I had, but he's making the same motion over and over again, going to one foot, then the other foot, then one foot. And I run a restaurant where you don't see that kind of thing ordinarily. And so
if you're going to get some people mad at you, Ted, look, you don't want people to have the perception that you are pompous, right?
Not at all, no.
And you don't want people to have the perception that you don't welcome everybody.
We welcome everyone to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Phil, you ought to know that. You've been coming to my restaurant for the last 20 years. We welcome everybody. But the child was making noises that were disturbing, and the families around him. So I went in, I got, and all I did was put an ounce of 151.
And what is 151?
It's a rum. And it's a Ted Jr. And so we gave the boy the drink, and it calmed him down.
So he stopped making these noises?
Well, not to the extent that he had been. He'd been making a lot of blurting out hooting noises. He'd been hooting and long guttural howls and things like this. That was very unusual. So,
right. The family got this kid back home, and apparently he went to sleep in the restaurant.
Yes, he did.
When he got home, he threw up.
Well, let me tell you a story, Phil.
But the child was sick.
Well, let me tell you a story, and then you can comment. When I was a kid, if I had a bad cough, if I had a bad chest cold, my father would boil some water, and he would put that into a cup, and he would pour in a shot of whiskey.
And well, you're talking about a hot toddy.
I'm talking about a hot toddy, yeah. And I was no more than 10 years old. That calmed down my cough. And it helped me sleep. And I did the same thing for this family, keeping the kid who's mentally unstable or and keeping him quiet. And the thanks I got was a lawsuit. But I don't want you or anybody to feel that this is... We're inviting people down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We want people to come down and enjoy the restaurant. We're open 7 days a week.
I know, but this is something that was in the news.
It's a nuisance lawsuit because of the fact... I'm Ted Bell. I own the largest and most profitable restaurant chain in America, and I don't like to lose. You understand? And I did these people a favor by slipping that kid a Mickey. I don't think that it's...
See, when you say slipping a kid a Mickey,
Well, you know what I mean. A knockout to put the kid out because he was unusual, and the child was unusual. And I'll give you an example of what if I can do it here. Woo! Did you hear that, Phil?
Yes.
That's the noises the kid was making.
The child is autistic. Ted. And
I understand that.
And that is sometimes symptomatic or illustrative of the way an autistic child will sound. And if the kid was being loud, was there another room you could have moved them into?
Well, there was another room, but there's people in it. But I gave the kid a drink, and it's probably the best thing that he's ever gotten. You know, he got himself a free drink, and he's 9.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about a child in the children that act up in restaurants are, you know, often not the most welcome people in the world. But the fact of the matter remains that a kid that acts up in a restaurant is nonetheless a common thing. Apparently, this kid was disturbing people. Ted is involved in a lawsuit because he gave the child a Coke with an ounce of alcohol in it, 151 rum, that apparently put the kid out. But he did get sick later on at home, so we'll have to get more of the story. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball, it's entertainment. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm sorry, I got to get Ted's jingle up here.
He doesn't sack him. And I got five other Mexicans I got to have to work in there. And Ted's of Beverly Hills, come on down. We've got a wonderful, wonderful selection of great steaks, great drinks. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
1-800-449-8686. Understand, Ted, I've been to your restaurant. I know that you serve a beautiful meal and that you are a man of... you're not a guy who's going to necessarily be unfriendly to families.
No, we have a family restaurant, Phil. We've got a family restaurant. I just tried to do them a favor. I said the only reason why I didn't ask them to leave was because, as I said, his wife was a lovely woman, his daughter was lovely, and he looked like the kind of guy who probably gets that in both ears from both of them, you know. And I'm just speaking as a man. It's not... I don't mean anything unkind toward the ladies at all. But you've got this child who I understand has autism, and I do understand that an autistic child is likely to be very verbal.
Well, they do tend to blurt things out. It's just a function of the illness they have.
All right. And that's fine. I'm in a restaurant. I'm in the restaurant business. It's disturbing to many of my clientele, many who are elderly people from the Beverly Hills area. They're former show business people. They've been there. They've lived their lives. They're now having a quiet meal, and they don't want to be reminded of a character they might have played in a film or a part they might have played in a play. They don't want to be reminded of playing the part of someone who's mental. And to have a child yelling and running around like that...
Was the kid running around?
Well, he was... No, yes. He was...
Well, no, you're saying he was just making noises.
He was making noises that were disturbing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell. And you're a father, and so am I, but I don't have a lot of familiarity with autism other than I'm not sure you're supposed to give people with autism alcohol.
No, it doesn't. What difference does it make? See, that's racist. To say,
how is that racist?
Well, to say that because a young boy is mental, he doesn't get to have a drink, I think is not racist, but bigoted.
And he's a child, though, Ted.
He's a child who is disturbing my customers with his unusual looks and behavior, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to go to a phone call here. If I could, Ted, if you don't mind.
Well, it's going to be litigated, so I don't know how much I could talk about.
Well, as much as you can, I'd appreciate it. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay. First of all, I want to say, Ted, you're digging a hole deeper. What you did was entirely wrong, and you should admit it. You have no right.
Can the lady give me some idea as to what her foundation is when she says that I'm wrong? Are you an attorney? Are you an attorney?
No.
Well, then
no,
how do you
I
know?
Have been in the restaurant industry for a very long time. I'm very familiar.
Are you
and
a
I've
waitress?
Never heard...
Are you a food server? Are you a owner? Are you a hostess? Are you a, you know?
Well, I'm an owner now, and I've been a food server for a very long time.
Okay.
And I have never heard anything so outrageous. I mean, where do you
well,
get off?
Well, it might be unusual, but I own a chain of restaurants in some of the largest
you
markets
what,
in this country.
You know what? I'm happy you own a chain
right.
of restaurants.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, my ideas may be unconventional for you, but they work for me.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to say.
You know what? I think it is very wrong
that
you have made the decision for someone else's child to have alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one thing that you were brought up like that, but
I'm sure
your parents wouldn't
have someone
put you a drink when you were nine.
What?
I'm sure your parents wouldn't be happy if someone flipped you something and didn't know about it.
Right now, Joe, all you and I are talking about is what you are sure, but you don't know. You're just your opinion. I'm telling
you,
I've
heard
what I have to do when an autistic kid starts screeching.
Okay,
like
are you a doctor?
A cross.
You're not a doctor.
Oh,
you're a restaurant
Ted.
Owner.
No, I'm not a doctor. No, ma'am. I'm
okay, a you're a restaurant owner, right?
Yes, I'm a restaurant owner, and I
okay,
have elderly
so tell me
patrons
something.
Who
what
are
else are you
hooting,
slipping
disturbing.
In people's drinks that you don't agree with their behavior?
The man looked at me. And we had an understanding.
All right, now wait a minute.
Okay,
let me ask
now,
this question.
So
hold
now
on,
you're
wait,
getting
wait.
Everything
let
from
me
a
ask
book.
This question. When you say you had an understanding, what does that mean?
The gentleman looked at me with a look on his face as if he'd been henpecked to death by this. And I'm telling you, she was a beautiful woman.
Okay, Ted, are you a mind reader?
He was looking at me with. Men know, okay? Don't,
okay, Ted,
you know,
do you have
you're
psychic
female.
Abilities?
You are a woman. You don't know how guys communicate.
You,
a guy,
you need to learn how to communicate, and especially with the customers at your restaurant.
Look, I'm glad you got a Quiznos. Good for you. I'm talking about a high-class steakhouse
oh,
where
okay,
I've got a lot of people.
Excuse me. I'm from California, too, all right? I know high class.
You
and
what?
I'm sorry. You are anything but high class.
You manage a Subway.
I not slip a nine-year-old drinks, and it's judging by a look what
I'm,
people are thinking.
The guy, I said to him, I need to find a remedy. He said, well, please do. Okay, now that's an understanding. Now he's got
okay.
his wife who's
how
got
about,
the beautiful
hey,
breast.
Can I give your son a drink, a mixed alcoholic beverage?
He didn't want his wife to know.
Wait a minute. This is an assumption on your part.
I said, Phil, we looked at each other. Our gaze locked for a minute.
Our gaze is locked for a minute, meaning?
The man wanted me to go ahead and do what I had to do.
But he didn't say that.
You notice this Joe is just, I cut her off at the pass. Now she's waiting for you to give her ideas.
Yeah, you know what
oh,
you
man.
Do is you just assume everything. And in this evening, you assume that you knew everything this family needed. And you assume that this autistic kid needed a mixed drink.
Well, you assume you know what you're talking about. I mean, we all assume, Joe. Look, if you had a liquor license at your Subway, I'm sure you'd do the same thing.
Okay,
but
first of
have...
all, I don't have a Subway, all right?
What do you... what is
second
I,
of all...
I thought you said you had
you
a Quiznos, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear her say what she.
Okay.
What restaurant is it, Joe? Is it just
okay,
a.
Okay, Ted, listen.
She
not,
said she had a
first of all, it's not about me right now. It's about you. You're
well,
the
I
one that needs
you're
help.
Proud of your business.
You know what? This lawsuit, I hope, opens your eyes on how to treat and respect people.
The family, the Bullinger family, Ted, is claiming. They're claiming damages based upon a physical as well as emotional. And their attorney says that you violated California statutes. By serving alcohol to a minor.
Well, you can't. No, you can't charge me after the fact for that. And I can do it with the permission of the parent, which I got.
Well, the permission you say you got was a father looking at you.
You know, Phil, I find it very disheartening and discouraging to know that I'm on a radio show that I've spent a lot of money on, and the host of the show, you're backing her up. I own a restaurant.
Yeah,
she
maybe
manages
you should
a,
open your eyes.
She manages
to how
a Jack in the Box.
Were.
Can I ask you a question, Joe, by the way? I want to know.
I don't care how much money you put anywhere. You did a wrong thing.
I want to know.
Accept that, okay?
I've really had this question. Is Quiznos the one with the tasty bread?
Okay.
You are so full of yourself. You know what?
Well, no,
I will never go to one of your restaurants just because I know now what it is about.
Sure? Ma'am, I don't want to put you off. I want you to feel that Ted's of Beverly Hills is open to everyone.
Oh, you know what? Please.
And
you've already ruined it. In fact, I'd be afraid of what you put in my food, okay?
Well, I don't know what kind of restaurant you are reluctant
it
to tell us
matter,
what kind of...
Kevin.
Well,
I'm never going
to
tell you.
I have
you.
To question whether you actually own one or not, then. I think it's one thing to claim it. It's another thing to actually do it. And if you did own a restaurant, you would have done exactly the same. In fact,
oh,
Joe, listening
you know
to you,
oh,
you wouldn't
sure,
have just
I'm
slipped
sure.
the kid
you're
alcohol.
By the
you would have beat him
voice,
over the
right?
head with a frying pan. Thank you.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8666. Talk Radio's Speed Trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But are we on?
Yeah, that's the commercial. I'm sorry, you was it fired early. Go ahead.
Ted in Beverly Hills. In Beverly Hills, we want people to come in for the NFL playoffs this weekend too, Phil. We're going to be having a all you can eat, and we're going to have as well as a happy hour before the late games on Sunday. Ted in Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, we're back. On the issue of the Bollinger family and their autistic son who you gave alcohol to.
That is correct. Phil, this is an issue that I think you're making a lot bigger than you should, if you'll permit me.
Well, I don't think so, because the idea that an autistic boy is making noise may or may not be very disturbing to the people around him or her in a restaurant.
Well, you just said an autistic boy and you said her. And I have to ask you,
I misspoke.
Yeah, but I've got to ask you what grasp you have of the subject. If you don't know that this is a boy and you said her.
I have a grasp of the subject. I misspoke.
Well, the subject is feeding alcohol in an unusual situation. I don't give children alcohol in my restaurant. Let me tell you something. Ted Bell didn't do that. No. What I do is I try to make life comfortable for my other patrons so that if one of the children in my restaurant is a autistic child who is making a hooting sound and tapping his chin with his finger, and I had a woman come to me and say she is, she used the word, I'm grossed out, but the point is...
Well, there you go. There's the mentality of that person.
Hey, Phil, these are longtime customers of mine. Lance, the kid was grossing her out.
The kid was grossing her out.
So I gave the child a drink, as my father gave to me.
Well, because that little boy got sick, you may have a problem.
Well, wait, I've got a great attorney, Phil. Don't get in. You're getting into some deep water. You know, it's getting above your knees now. And, I'm going to be crude here, and I hope you don't mind, but pretty soon you're going to feel your you-know-whats turn to ice cubes. And because I'm the sponsor on your program, I am a little surprised.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. It's just...
I'm talking about my business.
1-800-449-8686. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
Yes, Kathy.
When did you become aware this child was autistic?
Is the lady talking to me?
You're talking to Ted?
Yep.
When did I become aware that he was autistic?
Mm-hmm.
His father told me.
His father told you at the same time that he said it was okay to give him alcohol?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you aware, sir, that you could be looking at a death suit here? This child may have been on medication.
Are you an attorney?
No, but I'm a substitute teacher that works with these kids.
A substitute teacher. So once again, I've got like chefs, and I've got waitresses, and I've got substitute teachers weighing in on the law.
No, and I'm not weighing in on the law. I'm simply asking you, sir, did you ever give a second thought to the fact that this child could be on medication, and by giving him any kind of alcohol at all,
yes,
you could have endangered his life?
Yes, I did, Kathy, and this will shut her down, Phil. Watch this. He's too young to drive.
It doesn't have anything to do with that. If he's on medication and you give him alcohol, you're endangering his life.
West goes up to the fifth floor, leaves Frazier at the fourth, score it.
The father didn't say give him alcohol. You never asked him if it was okay to give him a alcoholic drink. You asked him if you could figure out some other way to do it.
Madam, you're telling me what happened? I was there.
You said he didn't tell you it was okay. He just gave you a look.
He gave me a look that men know. It's a look it's probably the look your husband's given a lot of other men.
That's why I don't have one.
That doesn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
But I would say...
But all I can say, sir, is that you are really lucky if you don't come off with some major problems on this, and you're really lucky that kid didn't get any more than throwing up or whatever.
Well, ma'am, I thank you, but I've got a good attorney, and he's not a substitute teacher.
Well, I'm sorry to say,
he's a Century City lawyer.
I think that your patrons would have just taken a little explanation to them what was going on.
Well, look, Ted, let me ask you. This is Phil. If you had it to do over again,
yeah,
would you have done the same thing?
Look, can I tell you something? The only reason why I didn't throw that family out of the restaurant is because the gentleman's wife was very attractive, and I had paid him a compliment. And they turned around and sued me, by the way.
Well, the compliment you paid him was, I can tell your wife's been to a lot of plastic surgeons.
No, I said to him, she may not know how to handle kids, but she knows how to pick the right plastic surgeons.
Have you ever lived with an autistic child?
And I said, my compliments to you. And so what, now he's suing me for that?
No.
Now you got this battle axe on the line.
What's the battle axe, okay? Is that it, Kathy?
I'm here.
All right, anything else, ma'am?
No, I think this gentleman is just too blind to see his what he's lucky.
No one's been specific with me as to what I did wrong. All the kid did was puke.
You endangered his life, sir. Is that wrong or not?
How do you know that?
Because he's autistic and probably on medication, and you gave him alcohol.
Right. And I have taken I've drunk a lot of booze in my life, Phil, after dropping handfuls of reds. So I can.
Well, that's really responsible.
Well, it didn't kill me.
Here is Louis on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Louis.
Louise?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, if you're so big on people without education, this is somebody with an education. And
turn off the commercial. I'm sorry, Louise. Turn off the commercial, Bud.
Sorry.
Okay.
Are you talking to me, Phil?
No, I'm talking to Bud. And now, Louise, go ahead.
Okay. I am a teacher.
I got a late rush coming in on dinner, and I don't know how much more of this I can stand. Because
well, let me just tell you this.
Well, you know,
I do have education.
I'm trying
and
to.
I do work with children with autism every day.
Okay, then you
and
understand.
And I am an
me.
Advocate, and I am a specialist with autistic children.
Then you and I are on
and
the same page.
And what she did was wrong, and she is correct. I don't care if she didn't have any education or never worked in a school system. When you gave that child alcohol, you endangered his life.
Isn't it possible that I could work with you on treatment of an autistic kid? Maybe I found a way.
No.
It shut the kid up? Didn't it shut the kid up?
No, because you have just proven and shown that you have absolutely no knowledge of what an autistic child needs.
Ted, mixing medicine with alcohol, would you not agree is dangerous?
I would absolutely agree with that, Phil. If you're operating a motor vehicle, the kid was 9.
No,
he's
I'm sorry, sir.
He's not going to drive home.
You can die instantly of a seizure when you mix alcohol with some of the medicines that these children are on.
What kind of drugs? What are we talking about?
Anti-seizure drugs, Depakote.
No.
You want me to give you the pharmaceutical
name? He's not epileptic. He's autistic, which means all he was doing. Here, I'll give you an example, Louise.
They also give autistic children anti-epileptic medicine to help them.
Is this autism? Because maybe it wasn't. All he was doing was this.
That's what autistic children do.
Okay, then that's what it... Well, okay, see, I was right.
Well, the father told you that, and the lady is telling you that...
But what's he doing taking anti-seizure medicine? I thought that was for epilepsy.
You don't know what they give them. You don't
well,
know
you
what the child was on.
Well,
I don't know what you take, but evidently it's a...
Well, I can tell
you,
you take downers. I can tell you take a lot of yellows.
All right.
No, I don't.
Well, you don't take yellows?
No, I don't.
Rainbows?
And I think that you are showing your...
All right.
Your misunderstanding is showing that you're afraid...
Look, I'm a father.
...of people with disabilities.
I am a... Now, that's not true. I'm a father.
Oh, bull crap. What does that do? Make you...
You know, I'm a father, and fortunately for me...
Have sex with somebody and make a baby?
That young man is a honor student, and I don't know who had sex to make you, but... the fact is, my son is an honor student.
Well, I'm not talking about your son. I'm talking about a child.
I was very fortunate that my son didn't come out of the womb going, woo, woo, woo. You know, he can talk.
You know,
why are you?
I'm not insensitive. You don't understand me.
You're showing you are grossly ignorant.
Look at, ma'am.
That's what you're doing. You're showing your ignorance, and I hope you feel it.
Ma'am,
because
I want to tell you something. You work with these children. Most people are not around them. And that child's howls were scaring 6 shades of crap out of the cow we were cutting up in the kitchen. Not to mention all of my... Well, go ahead and laugh.
Well, what are you saying?
I am saying that these children deserve a chance, is what I'm saying.
A chance at what? What do you want to... See, this is a lady here, Phil, who wants to give them a chance, but she doesn't want them driving. See, you want them to be operating a tractor... But
I didn't
I
wanted him to operate a tractor. I want a child to go out and have an,
have an exciting life when
experience. Let them go in a restaurant.
Ma'am.
You want them caged up because they've got some kind of disability?
No, I do not. No, I do not. I had the boy in my restaurant, but I couldn't sleep for days. All I could hear in my head was that woo, woo.
Well, bless your heart. And aren't you thankful that you don't have an autistic child that you have to take care of?
I don't have an autistic child.
And I happen to have one.
Oh,
something that I'm glad they can say, and they're not dead, right?
Now we get to the crux of it. you got a hard-on for me.
Will you watch your language?
I mean, the lady's got a problem with me because she's got a kid that's hooting around the house all day.
Excuse me, that is not a hoot.
What, that is not
you
a hoot.
You are showing your total ignorance.
It is a Tourette's style.
You are an ignorant pig.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I didn't call you a name, and I didn't call your child a name. And
I
didn't
care.
Even call
you
that little
that
boy a name.
You said that they're going around hooting around my house.
Well, what does the boy do besides tap his chin and hoot?
My child what? Is
what,
none
what
of
is
your
that?
Business.
What does that mean, Ted?
If the child is autistic and has a limited sensory experience, okay? Because I did some reading on this, and Louise, you may benefit from this. You see,
she teaches them, man. She's with them all the time. And she has an autistic child.
I know
autistic
children.
Is he
25? And what I'm telling you is what you did by giving him alcohol was wrong. You were wrong.
The boy, fortunately,
you made a bad choice.
The boy is alive.
Say I'm wrong.
Well, guess what? The boy's alive. The boy's alive.
Well, you are damn lucky.
Okay, so why am I getting sued?
Because you did something wrong.
Well, that's really intelligent, Ted.
Well, the lady's, you know, she's got a kid running around the house, stepping sideways, tapping his chin and hooting, and I'm the guy that gets the
heat.
You
are so...
All right.
You're
Louise, my apologies.
Phil, I got a late dinner crowd.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Steakhouse, come
good.
On down.
Tip is free. And tell Gary that I...
We're on the air, Ted.
All right. Hey, welcome. I'm Ted from Ted to Beverly Hills. Come on down. We're having a great party this weekend for football weekend at Ted to Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted, final segment with Ted Bell here. 1-800... What is going on with that commercial? 1-800-449-8686.
Look, Phil, if I could just jump in. I don't want people to think...
Well, before you do, I have to reset the fact that you had given... you gave alcohol to a child who was acting up in your restaurant. You claim the father wanted you to do that.
The father said he wanted a remedy. And, I don't want people to feel that I'm insensitive to the problems that a boy or a girl like that has. I'm very fortunate. You're right. When Randy was born, it was a great day for us. And you're right, our son is healthy. And we're grateful for that. And I don't want people to feel that I don't have a great deal of sensitivity to any parent that has a child with autism. I think that it's an unfortunate disease, and we should do everything we can to find a cure for it. And so I want to make this announcement on your program tonight that we are going to take a percentage of the monies that we make on every meal we serve at Ted's of Beverly Hills and give it to a organization or a company or whoever that tries to make these kids right again. And that way, and by saying that, I'm sure it will go a long way toward getting this family to drop their lawsuit. And if they want, I'll put some money toward the boy, where if they put him in a bus and send him off someplace. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying that...
Look, Ted, like the lady said before, quit while you're ahead, man, because every time...
What does that mean, quit while I'm ahead?
Well, every time you're talking about this, we give this money to the family if they put him on a bus every day.
Well, you know, the kid doesn't live with him, does he?
I don't know.
Well, no, they don't live with their parents. They put them on a bus every day. See, one of the problems that you don't understand about autism, or any of these kids that have this kind of disease, the parents call up all upset, and the teachers call up all upset, but what they don't tell you, and I'm the guy that's got to deal with it, the kids don't live with them. They've got them housed someplace where they send them on one of those, you know, the old short bus. Well, that's where it goes. And then they come into my restaurant, and I got to deal with it. So I think it's wrong of them to assume that I'm cruel when every Monday morning they put their kid on a tram and it takes them off to a camp in a mountain someplace where there's padded rooms. And I think...
What do you mean padded rooms? They're not mentally unstable.
I didn't mean to say padded rooms, but I'm saying the parents don't live with these kids and don't hear the constant hooting that we in the restaurant business have had to contend with. No,
it's an insensitive thing to say hooting, and I don't know that the parents don't live with their kids, and you putting a percentage of your money toward autism is not going to help this family through the
Oh, what damage. I gave their kid a drink, a lousy cocktail. It's probably the most fun the kid's ever had in his life, and now I got Earth Dad and Earth Mom who want to spear me like a pig on a spit. Because I gave that kid, that poor hooting kid, the biggest laugh he's had, in years. The biggest laugh he's had since someone talked with holding their tongue. So I don't understand how they, what's that mean?
We're done, man.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That hurts.
Steakhouse, come on down.
This segment brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And my apologies.
Oh, well, okay.
You know what, Ted? Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, you like the money, though, don't you? Yeah, he loves the money.
Do you want to put our meat in your
mouth?
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is Bobby Dooley. I'm using Ted Bell's jingle to promote my T-shirt, which is on the Phil Hendry Show website. And
you whore. This is Ted Bell. I do not endorse the Bobby Dooley T-shirt. This is the Ted...
I'm using his jingle, the Bobby Dooley T-shirt, on the Phil Hendry website. Go and buy it. It's for your girlfriend. It's really pink. It's really... Don't get between a dog and its meat.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.